Hey y'all, just a reminder that we're currently doing a giveaway for a black vintage Allen Iverson Sixers jersey. All you have to do is follow us on Instagram at pub_of_choice. Send us a DM of you following us wherever you listen to the podcast, whether that be Apple, Spotify, or anywhere else. Once we hit 100 followers, your name will be put into a drawing for the jersey. Good luck.
All right, let's get a drink. We're not playing no more.
Thanks so much.
Chug that. Open that now.
No,
it's been
dude,
weeks.
It's
been months.
I can't now.
Every episode,
Mark. It's so.
Just drink it.
No, I'm definitely not drinking it now.
Wait, I thought you love it.
No, I do love it. Just I can't drink this one.
He likes the decoration.
I love a lukewarm Coors Light more than anything.
In this whole world?
Yes, more than anything in this whole wide world. I love lukewarm Coors Light.
Me and you too, bro. All right. Next special. We got Zach's Zesty Zucchini Parmigiano Cone Colorado Crusted Cauliflower on a bed of lead.
Bed of lead.
I love how he says like
bed of lead, dude. He did so good this week.
Hey, turn around. Yeah, no.
The menu is very diverse.
It's
and well thought out.
Well thought out. Descriptive.
It makes me want to eat here. It makes me really want to actually try something.
You never ate here?
No, I just like looking at it.
He just gives it to you?
I kind of I throw it over my shoulder. He's back.
Sorry about that.
All right. I hope you guys like this. I know Mark's always eating it.
Yep. So. Can't get enough.
He always clears his plate.
I take pictures.
Clears his plate every time.
He would have to take a story.
All right, the pub Instagram. Just pictures of all the food.
All right. So, recent news. Zach Wilson has been traded to the Buffalo Bills.
The Bills?
The Denver Broncos. He has been traded to the Denver Broncos. And
Denver Stallions.
It seems like he's going to be starting for them right now. At this moment in time.
Yeah, who else? Ben DiNucci?
Things could change after the draft.
Very
but,
true.
But what do you think? You think he's going to be able to be decent? Carry him to the playoffs? Win the Super Bowl?
I think Broncos could be looking at, like, have a guy that can win a couple games and then have, like, a Joe Flacco-type person come in halfway through and just light shit up.
I think this might just be a chalk it up year for them. If they ride with Zach Wilson, this might be a chalk it up year. We'll try again next year or some shit. Because if Russell Wilson, I still like Russell Wilson. I still think he's good. Mm-hmm. If they couldn't pull it off with Russell Wilson, I don't think it's going to work out with Zach Wilson.
No
I
shot.
Think Russell Wilson, although he had a bad year, he's still way better than Zach Wilson, in my opinion, you know? And if he couldn't get it done with Denver, the Denver team is not that, like, on paper, they're not supposed to be that bad, but they are, you
know?
They're
losing games in, like, not terrible fashion. They were close games.
I know, like, I don't
except
know.
Except for Miami.
Yeah.
I don't see it working out for them, and if I'm surprised that this move happened at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's really shocking, but I guess it was bound to happen since Zach Wilson was going to start for another team. I just didn't think that it would be Denver.
I didn't think he was even going to start for another team.
Yeah.
I thought he was permanent backup from here on out.
Really?
I did, yeah.
I still think Broncos might still go a QB if like, Bo Nix is there. But like that's really all.
I think they definitely drafted QB.
What was the trade for? What did they even get?
Nothing. I think it was like two.
Like a third rounder or something like that?
It might have been 2 second rounders.
That's not bad.
That's kind of crazy.
That's not bad.
But it's a quarterback.
True.
Yeah.
It's the most valuable position in the sport. But so the quarterback room looks like this. Zach Wilson. Jarrett Stidham and Ben DiNucci, as Cam referred to earlier. So, Ben DiNucci, career stats. He has thrown the ball 43 times. For 219 yards.
Wow.
Nice.
No touchdowns and no interceptions.
No touchdown. Well, I
mean, he's my Big Ben.
He's almost perfect.
He's consistent. Consistent. He's only missed 20 of his 43 throws.
So he's 20. So he's 23 for 43?
Yep.
Nice, dude.
Above 50%.
That's above 50%, dude.
I mean,
and no picks?
No picks.
Essentially, dude?
He had a fumble, though.
Oh, so but for a turnover? I guess. Yeah, probably.
Nah, he didn't lose it.
He didn't lose it. He doesn't matter. No turnovers, baby.
He must have snugged that.
That's something to hang your hat on, dude. That's something to be like, yo, I went to the league and I didn't throw a single pick. Dude, I threw the ball 43 times and not a single pick.
Not a single.
That's pretty sick.
200 yards, but 43 times no picks.
Hey, 219 yards for a wide receiver in one game? Solid.
Yeah.
Oh, that all came in one game?
Oh, I don't know. No, he's played three games.
See, I was like, there's no way he threw the ball 43 times in one game.
What?
I'm just saying, like, if a wide receiver posts like a 10-219, you're like, damn, that's good.
Yeah, but as a quarterback.
As a quarterback in three games, it's not, good. I mean, it's not bad.
It's not terrible.
Yeah, it's pretty awful.
So I thought he played more games.
He threw the ball 14 times each game. Average. They trusted him to throw the ball 14 times.
But wait, there's more. Jared Stidham.
Uh-oh.
This guy.
No clue who that is.
I think he started like a handful, like not even a handful of games.
He's been in the league since 2019.
Wow.
Started on the Patriots. Oh, by the way, I should say that DiNucci was on Dallas.
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
The last time he played was 2020.
That was the last time he played? Really?
Regular season, yeah. He probably just came in for someone who was hurt, aka Dak.
Dak.
but DiNucci, no. Stidham. He played, I guess he was drafted by the Patriots. His first season was 2019. He's played, he didn't play in 2021. Anyway, career stats. He's thrown a ball 197
times.
Whoa,
that's a lot of games.
He has a 59.4% completion. Not too shabby. He has 8 touchdowns and 8 interceptions.
8 picks?
In 16 games.
Ooh.
It's not great.
Ooh, half his games got picked.
8 picks in 16 games.
That's a little rough.
It's not that bad.
I think I'd take 0 and 0.
I'm going for 0 and 0, yeah, if anything. 100%. But if you think of like, because 16 games is like a regular season, and a lot of great quarterbacks end with more than 8 picks in a season.
They also end with a lot more than
eight touchdowns. True, you're not lying.
And he only threw the ball 197 times. That's not a full season for a regular quarterback.
True.
As a perspective, Zach Wilson threw the ball 566 times. Oh, I'm sorry. That's a lie. 368 in a season.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Like a full season?
Yeah,
okay.
So that's like almost double.
Okay. Well, when you're a guy like Stidham, they're not going to let you throw the ball as
Very
much.
True.
Zach Wilson was supposed to show promise, so they were going to let him throw the ball a bunch.
Yeah.
Guys like Ben DiNucci and Stidham, whatever. they're like, we're running the ball this game. Like, you will throw it.
Hand
you
that ball off.
Yeah.
Pitch it behind you. Please, anything.
So do we think either of these guys, I mean, obviously they don't have much of a track record, but do you think they'll compete for a starting job in Denver?
They might compete.
Stidham and Wilson maybe, I think, will be the competitors.
Yeah, because Stidham. Well, no, I think DiNucci has a chance because he's younger.
Fair.
Well,
Stidham, has the most experience out of all three of them, wouldn't you say? Zach Wilson played a full season, you're right.
Zach Wilson has a lot more.
And who's to say they don't kick one to the curb if/when they draft a QB?
For sure, yeah. But we're talking now.
Very true.
But I think
the draft is in a few days.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, what day is that?
Thursday?
Yeah, Thursday.
Is that this Thursday?
26th or something like that?
Yeah, yeah.
It's not in 2 days.
Okay.
I think it's next Thursday.
Thursday?
It's this Thursday.
Is it really?
I think it's this Thursday.
Oh, okay. It's in 2 days.
I could be wrong.
I'm excited.
That's the 25th, then.
I'm excited.
So, yeah, I think that the best bet for the Broncos is to just draft a quarterback and kind of start over.
I can't believe you're doubting my boy Zach Wilson, dude. Unbelievable.
I tried so hard last year to give that guy some credit, and you guys shit on him all season long.
Well, yeah,
the draft does start
he
April
sucked. Oh, it's
25th.
Raining in Cincinnati? It looks like
at
it is.
12
it's always raining there.
That's Eastern not time. Good.
What?
In Detroit.
Huh?
The draft.
When is it?
It's the 25th.
Thursday. 12 p.m.?
12 p.m. is when it starts.
That's early.
I mean, it's probably like...
That is early.
I mean,
I remember watching it at night last year.
It's probably like they do a bunch of pre stuff.
Pre-shit.
Yeah, yeah, like...
Pre-shit.
Yeah.
They take their pre-shit before their real shit.
Around 8 p.m.
8 p.m. I was going to say, I was like, I remember the past few years watching it at night, my house.
Yeah, it starts at night. I went to the draft in Philly a few years ago.
Oh, did you?
Did you get drafted?
Sick. Yeah, I got drafted.
They drafted you, dude?
The Bears.
I thought you were an undrafted free agent, bro. So is Zach Wilson's career over?
No.
Potentially after this season.
Is his starting career over?
I think it's could be. Been over.
That's what's in jeopardy. He'll be a backup for the next at least 4 years.
But right now, he's got the starting job.
Right now, I think he's got the starting job. If he doesn't ball out or doesn't secure the starting job with whatever QB they Broncos end up taking.
If they take a QB.
If they take a QB, yes. I think he's doomed to be a backup.
Do you think they should draft a QB in the first round?
I mean, there's like five or six, I think, prospects that are going to go in the first round.
Unless they drop.
Unless they drop, true, but who's to say another team doesn't like just pick him up in the second round before the Broncos have a chance to get him back on the swing?
Yeah, that's true. I don't know if the Broncos have more than one first-round pick. I feel like they
would. I
also
don't know what their second-round pick is. I think they only have one first-round.
Yeah, probably. But they have the 12th pick, which is kind of a shitty spot for a quarterback.
It is a shitty spot.
If you want, like, a franchise quarterback.
Like, you might be able to get that fourth or fifth prospect there for QB. But, like, one of them is Bo Nix. I mean, not saying Bo Nix is going to be bad, but, like, maybe they're not looking at that guy specifically.
But their only option right now is Zach Wilson.
Exactly.
So they should anywhere.
Yeah.
And everywhere. Someone to outplay
him. You might
as
well take the shot.
But I feel like they need people in more important positions, which is ironic because I just said quarterback is the most important position. But if you're not getting a guaranteed stud, I don't know if it's worth taking a first-round quarterback.
They just lost Jerry Jeudy, too, didn't they?
Did they?
I think he left, yeah.
Yeah.
I think they only have Sutton right now.
Yeah.
Judy's kind of mid anyway. Yeah. I used to be high up on him.
He's a good wide receiver, too.
He fleeced me in
He also
fantasy.
Fleeced me in fantasy, too. That's why I'm saying he's a good wide receiver, too.
He fleeced me like 2 years ago.
He's got a long-ass head, bro.
Fuck that guy, but also he's a good wide receiver, too.
He pissed me off, dude.
All right, Zach, good luck.
I wish you the best.
We're rooting for you.
I hope the best for that mama hunter.
What?
That he's a MILF hunter.
All right, eat it, beat it, drink it.
Part two.
Eat it, beat it, drink it. Oh, no. Eat it, beat it, drink it, beat it.
Part two.
So we're going to try something new.
Okay.
Whoa.
We're going to listen to the top five hits this week.
Ooh.
Oh, this is going to be horrible.
And we're going to just talk about them.
All right,
we'll be back. All right, so we just listened to all five songs.
We're back, dude.
We're back.
Top five songs in this order, starting from five. It goes Beautiful Things by Benson Boone. We got End of Beginning by DJO. I don't really know how to say that, but, you know.
DJO.
And then we got Gotta Only by Floyd Manure, Chris M. Michael. Chris M. Chris MJ without the H. How do you spell your name?
MJR without the H.
And then we got Too Sweet by, I don't know how to say his name either.
Hozier.
Hozier. And then I Like the Way You Kiss Me by Artemis. So, what do we think? What's your favorite of those top five? I know you made the point that they literally are all on TikTok.
Yeah, they're all popular on TikTok. You hear them a lot. The first two especially are very like emotional / like nostalgic kind of videos.
What do you mean by the first two?
The Benson Boone.
The 5 and 4?
Yeah, 5 and 4.
End of Beginning
and Beautiful Things. You see a lot of like nostalgic or like sentimental like videos with them. The third song.
That was in Spanish.
It was in Spanish, and that was like very clubby and party esque song.
Yeah.
Definitely shake some ass to it.
There's nothing special about it. So I don't really know why it's third in the world right now, but.
All the songs I can tell you right now are not in my playlist at all. I think it's because my screen time might be a little too high up there. I scroll TikTok maybe a little too much.
Fair.
And there was a point in time where I remember the number 5 song and the number 4 song. I don't know their names off the top of my head, but it was almost back and forth
every
video.
Single one, yeah.
Then it was Too Sweet too.
I will say Too Sweet is the only one that's on my playlist.
It's probably the best song on the list.
I think that is...
That song is great.
I'm giving it to Too Sweet. Hozier hit it out of the park with that one.
Yeah, he... It honestly, super simple, but super creative, the way he did the...
Oh yeah,
I like my whiskey neat.
I'm a little ashamed to say I didn't listen to the rest of the album, although people are saying it's really good.
Really,
I also haven't given it a shot yet, and I also feel just as
I haven't gotten around to it.
So the number one song, I Like the Way You Kiss Me.
I think that one's just literally that one. I bet you it was too sweet for a while, but I feel like that song is just number one because of TikTok. I think the number one spot should be Too Sweet, but
it's
guess
like
it goes
a housey vibe kind of song, like just kind of have fun.
It feels like it belongs inside a short form video.
Yeah,
you know,
it sounds like you can listen to it for 7 seconds.
It sounds like it's in like a it's for like a montage or for like a or for like an edit. You know, like it's the perfect song for something like that.
It's like it's like every song that DJ skips, like it's like an in between song.
Yeah, like the most the most techno of all of them, I think.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, I mean, TikTok's great in the sense that it gets these guys out there.
The artists, yeah.
God, it destroys these great songs.
Yeah.
Some songs really does. Yeah.
It is a shame. Once TikTok, like, it sucks when you like a song before not before, but, like, as it's blowing up on TikTok, mm-hmm. and then it's like, oh, okay, like, I don't like the song as much as I thought I did as much as I used to.
Don't get me wrong, I found songs that I liked from TikTok that are, like, I've heard like snippets of,
yeah.
And I listened to the whole song, and I was like, "Damn, this is a gas song."
The worst is when you hear a snippet of someone's song on TikTok, and you go to their page to try and find like the name of it, and they're like, "Out like this date or something like
yeah,
that."
It's
like
not
they're
even out yet.
It's not even out yet. It's like, come on, bro! Like, don't drop the videos if you're not gonna have the song out.
I think the worst is when the snippet is literally the best part of the song.
That happens often, too.
Too much.
Yep.
I find a lot of songs through TikTok like that, and I'm like, the chorus is the best part, and you hear the verses, and you're like, this shit fucking blows.
There's one dude, I forget his name, like I always go back to his songs. I actually put on my playlist. One's called, like, Pizzazz, which is a fire song, but I started hearing it on TikTok, and I think Bob could attest. I think he'd know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. I think I know the song you're talking about.
It's such a good song. Even the second verse, like, the dude goes in.
Isn't it like, I'm gonna do it with pizzazz?
Yeah, I'm gonna do it with pizzazz.
I've heard Bob sing it. He performed it at Wells Fargo.
Oh my god,
really?
Tie game, fucking A.
Bob?
Yeah, Bob. So yeah, I think the only two songs that really I like are Beautiful Things and Too Sweet.
I'll also give it to Beautiful Things. Beautiful Things is really good. Benson Boone has a very nice voice.
Yeah, his
Merck's
the way the
gassing us out right now.
Literally, the way the beat drops and he just starts like almost screaming.
Yeah, he just goes in.
It's a really good I'd vibe.
He performed recently at Wells Fargo.
For you?
Yeah, I performed with him actually.
Oh.
He sang to me.
He serenaded me.
I haven't heard that one.
He cradled me like a baby and serenaded me. It was a beautiful moment.
I cried.
Was anybody else there?
All of Wells Fargo.
What does that entail? What do you mean all of like the employees?
I mean, the people that bought tickets to watch him serenade me.
He swaddled me and I was in a diaper.
Was that in the description? Or?
I think it was in the fine print, but I guess no one saw it really.
I bought the VIP.
A lot of people were shocked.
I bought the VIP pass and that's what it came with. I really shelled out.
All right, we need more drinks.
Please.
I agree.
Let's get another round.
Please.